The Alaska Railroad Corporation hosted a ribbon cutting today at the Tanana River Crossing Bridge and Levee. It's the first phase of the railroad's Northern Rail Extension Project. Tim Sullivan is the External Affairs Manager for the Alaska Railroad.
The bridge is primarily for military access out into Jay Park, the joint practice area of the military in this area. They will be using it. To what extent, not quite sure, but we've got it developed so that they can immediately be accessing that area where they've only had winter access. They'll now have year-round access.
The 3,300-foot-long bridge has 19 piers and includes nearly 12,000 tons of steel. It has been under construction for 3 years. $104 million for the effort came from the Department of Defense. Another $84 million came from the state. According to the railroad, the project didn't go over its allotted $188 million budget and was completed on schedule. The bridge is part of a larger multi-phase effort to connect North Pole and Delta Junction. Sullivan says there's no timeline on when the entire Northern Railroad Extension Project will be complete. He says it all depends on funding.
At the end of the day, what this will do is connect the biggest military bases in Alaska, everything from Delta Junction, Eielson, Wainwright, down to Jaybear and Clear, all with the ice-free and big ports in the state from Whittier, Seward, Anchorage, and eventually Port McKenzie. So everything will then be connected by rail and make a very efficient way for the military to be able to move material and move personnel when they need to.
The railroad has its sights set on a rail line that would cross the Salcha, Little Delta, and Delta Rivers. There's also been talk of an eventual extension to Canada.